government is to rehabilitate all major markets in the Accra metropolis. This is to enable the market women to carry out their trading activities in a congenial and hygienic environment. This, according to the government, forms part of its Better Ghana agenda. This came to light when President Mills paid a surprise visit to the Mamubi, Malamata and Nima markets. At the Malamata market, the AMA Chief Executive Alfred van der Poy said the rehabilitation of the markets will begin in 2 months. President Mills assured the women that they will not be let down by the government. Our presidential correspondent Seth Eyia joins us live on the line. Seth, which markets have you visited so far?
Yes, President Mills visited 3 markets. He started from the Mamubi market and went to the Nima market and ended up at the Malata market, Sally.
And how did the women receive him?
Yes, since the president visit was a surprise, it attracted a spontaneous applause from all the market women, you know, because the president was visiting, the siren or the motorcade, you know, went ahead, and this attracted a lot of people who even outnumbered the market women in all the 3 markets. Sally, the
yes.
atmosphere was as if, you know, campaigning for this year's election has started.
Very exciting, and I believe their expectations were high. So what did President Mills tell them?
Well, the President Mills assured the women that government will do everything to give the market a facelift, and that they should be rest assured. He told them that the government has not forgotten about them, and that everything possible is being done so that they will also enjoy the Better Ghana agenda of the government. Something interesting happened at the Nima market, where President Mills bought 5 balls of kinky, each at a cost of 50 pesos. If you recall, somewhere last week, the issue about politics of kinky, you know, was played very high in the media, where people, you know, said that a ball of kinky under President Mills has gone to one city.
And so yes, President Mills, 80 pesos, yes.
Yes, went to the woman, and the kinky were very, very big, and each, you know, was sold at 50 pesos. And so that particular incident, you know, brought the issue about what has become the kinky politics to an end. That kinky is still at 50 pesos in Accra, not one city, and 70 or 80 pesos, as it is being speculated.
Okay, sir. Okay, go ahead.
Yes, at the Malata market, you know, it was also an interesting scene where every inch of space was covered, and it was as if there was a rally going on. The President Mills was supported by the Great Accra Regional Minister, Niyama Ashite, and the AMA Chief Executive, Alfred Oku van der Poy. And the market women assured the President that they openly expressed support for President Mills, that they thank him so much, that for Malata market, it's been 60 years since they moved them to that place, and no sitting president has ever visited them. So the visit alone by President Mills, you know, was reassuring to the market women. And the president over there also told them that they should not worry, and that the Better Ghana is still on course.
Seth, what are the exact things the president has planned to do for them? We're talking about infrastructure. The market women complain about having places to send their children, about clinics close to them where they can access medical care. I mean, what exactly did the president decide to do for them? What did he tell them?
Yes, if you have ever visited those markets, the floors are not tarred, Sally. The floors are not tarred, and the place is congested. So with the reconstruction of these markets, there will be enough space for the women to sell their wares, and also for people to go there to feel free to shop. And if you could remember, especially the Nima market, you know, there's a land dispute. There's a dispute over the land at the Nima market. And so the president assured them that government will take care of all those incidents. And if you recall, some years ago, such markets used to have 31st December schools attached, where the market women and porters can send their children. For some time now, those schools are no more. And I'm sure with the reconstruction, all these things will be factored into it, where there will be, you know, facilities for clinics and also daycare centers, so that the women and the porters can send their children.
Thank you so much, Seth. That was our presidential correspondent, Seth Eya, on President Mills' Better Ghana agenda and the aspect of rehabilitating markets.